Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. This is crazy.
Yeah, boys. It's a Monday. It's my favorite day. Keep it clean, baby. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I ain't fucking around today. We're coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks on a Monday. Monday morning. Monday pornin' with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good to see you, pal.
Fucking joke machine, the joke factory.
Hope you had a great weekend.
I had a great week. Well, it was okay. Some of, you know, it was good. Orlando was great. Sold out.
Improv?
No. It was like a little, it was called Bonkers, but it was like a produced thing.
Heard
it was
of Bonkers,
like, it was like a little rock club type thing. It was cool. Really cool. My cousins came out, all the Gomez clan. They all look and walk and talk like me. Yeah.
It's like that walking sketch from SNL. Yeah.
But,
just Uncle Lewis.
Just blonde haired hot Lewis with a mustache.
Atlanta was weird, but shout out to Uptown Comedy Club. Very, very, it was straight up hardcore, parkour, black, black club. I'm talking about.
Black old snake. Black old snake.
I had to pull out.
Black old snake. Black old snake.
The Puerto Rican black old snake was in full effect.
I did the Uptown. Yeah. And the dude brought me up. He goes, "This next dude coming to the stage is the head of the NAACP in Montana. Y'all heard of him? Give it up for Tim McLaughlin, y'all." And I was like, "My black brothers and sisters, we must stand up against the white man."
It was pretty black, but I will say they were fucking super cool. The staff was awesome. All the fucking waitresses there were like really into the show. The DJ on stage loved me. It was great. My fans were terrified, but that was okay. That was okay.
I thought you were punking them.
And then I was at a rock club in Virginia Beach. My first and last time ever in Virginia Beach, folks.
That bad, huh?
Oh, but I've only heard good things about Virginia Beach.
Everyone said don't go. I said I was going to Virginia Beach, and I had like three different comics. But like, yeah, dude, that's a shit market. I wouldn't go. And I was like, no, dude, come on.
You ever go to Jacksonville? That place sucks.
I did Jacksonville. That was a rough one last year.
I did the comedy club at Jacksonville, ooh, and they wouldn't allow me to do the radio thing because I was like,
no, oh no.
Radio station said no.
Like, nah, it's all right, you corny motherfucker.
You couldn't do the 2 p.m. morning show?
It was good. I mean, it was still fun. I had a really good time. I had a really good time at the shows, you know, but yeah, it was a fucking weird vibes in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And shout out to fucking Scandals Live. Great, it's a great venue. Wasn't the issue. It just wasn't fucking a ton of fans down there, to be honest. To be honest.
Florida's weird. It's some good places.
It was Virginia. It was Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, sorry. It's close enough.
We have a great show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. Two incredible guests from the Burbs Brothers podcast. Brand new podcast available.
Brand new podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Sean Donnelly back on the show.
Yes! He's back!
We love you, dude. We love you on the show. You're always great on the show.
Thank you so much.
And also, honestly, I fucking love you on the show. From Great Hang with Micah and Tim, I think the stronger of the two on the podcast.
Oh, physically.
Physically, not comedically or financially.
You could beat the shit out of your girl.
Tim McLaughlin back on the show.
That's right. I'll throw the bitch through a window. I don't give a fuck.
We have a great show planned today. I want to get our plugs out of the way, but then I have to address something. There was like a hit piece that was put out on me
on the internet, and it's a little these documentaries come out on people, mm-hmm. and somebody made one on me, and I feel like I have to address some of the things that were said in this little hit piece. So, you know, a little bit of a serious tone to the beginning of the show. I apologize, guys, but I feel like, you know, to the Gas Digital subscribers, they deserve the truth. So, Drama Llama Ding Dong. All right, Drama Llama's here. Hold on.
Drama Llama's here.
Drama Llama's here. You're screwed, Drama Llama. So let's do our plugs real quick, and then we'll get into it. Tim, what are you plugging, my friend?
I don't really have much going on. So if you book like a comedy club or something, want me to headline, go ahead and do that. But I would like people to subscribe to the Great Hang podcast on YouTube, because we're very close to getting monetized, and then we will get surely demonetized quickly for how much Micah brings up rape. But if you could
stop raping her. Hey, that's what I say.
She said it's the only way she comes.
Right.
But if you subscribe to the Great Hang podcast on YouTube, I would like that, and follow me on Instagram at hot_comic69, where I post funny ass shit all the time.
So. Hell yeah. Donnelly, what's plugging on?
Same kind of thing. You said it already. Burbs Bros podcast. Check out the YouTube. Check it out on all the streaming platforms. It's me and Dan St. Germain. We just started it. We need you to subscribe and watch it and listen. So Burbs Bros podcast. It's suburban news stories. Anything from UFOs to like small government. And then us just fucking around.
Yeah. Very cool. Zach Amico.
This weekend, September the 21st, I am in Staten Island, New York, at the Fifth Borough Comedy Festival at a bar called Mother Pugs. Come hang out.
Mother Pugs. Very cool. Lots of live dates. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. Come see me live. Creek and Cave, that might even already be sold out. I have no idea. There's 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock shows at the Creek in Austin, Texas. All 3 Legion of Skanks is going to be down in Austin. We're doing all the pods. We're doing Kill Tony. We're doing Joe Rogan. I'm not one of these fags that needs to be like, oh, it's a surprise. It's a surprise. Get the fuck up, bro. It's
just
a fucking. We're doing those podcasts. You're goddamn fucking right we are, because we're the fucking Legion of Skanks. And when we're at Austin, we take the fuck over. You know what's up, baby boy.
And you guys, you know they're doing the shows because Dave's showing up.
Come see us at the Creek. We have a bunch of special guests on Sunday night, September 22nd. It's going to be a blast. I'm going to be popping around to a handful of different clubs. I saw a Runaway Slav in the Race to Live chat. It says Lewis will be drunk in Texas. Texas, drunk Lewis is the best every time. I usually get more hammered than I've ever been when I'm in Texas, but I'm not drinking, my friend. Don't you worry about it. I will not be drinking. Then October is coming up right after Skankfest. I got Houston, Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine, Boston, Massachusetts, New Britain, Connecticut, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and that's it for October. And then a lot of other dates. All throughout the end of the year, I'm going to be touring. So go to lewisofskanks.com, grab those tickets, and bring friends. Bring fucking friends. That's the new theme. The next tour is going to be Lewis J. Gomez, Bring 3 Friends. That's the next tour. Because
You should call this one Lewis J. Gomez, Make Friends.
I've talked about this a lot. There's a lot of people that just show up single, and I love you guys. I'm not making fun. I mean, look, I will make fun of you. It's a whole opening of my act now. But bring some fucking friends. You'll have a blast. I will tell you right now. And also, if you haven't yet, please, guys, subscribe to Gas Digital. You're watching it live in the Racist Live Chat. You guys see me talking to the people in the Racist Live Chat. The only way to be a part of the Racist Live Chat is to be a subscriber. Nicholas Alessio says Lewis is a nigger spick fag. So you can't get those comments on air without actually being a subscriber. Name. Yeah.
In that order.
Wow. Lewis, really? See. Number one, huh?
Yep. Lewis is gay, says Johnny. Let's see. Lewis, you're fat, says producer George. Thank you very much. Lewis loves wiener, says Johnny Savage. Okay. So, you know, that's the only way to get those comments on the air. Is
get softer as it goes.
Subscribe. It wasn't bad.
Lewis loves wiener. Ain't that bad. It's kind of cute, actually.
And make sure you subscribe. We give you a bonus episode of this podcast every Friday. And by the way, a little bit of announcement time. Starting in October, we're officially rebranding. The Gomez and Amico show is coming to the Gas Digital Network.
What happened to being real ass?
Gomez and Amico. We need to switch things up. We're mixing it up. I told Chris from Brooklyn to do the same thing. I was like, "Hi, Sighty Radio. You've been around for like 15 years, doggy. Maybe it's just not working. Maybe you need to mix it up. Maybe just mix it up." I'm not saying I love Chris and I love Chris Stanley. I was like, maybe give it a different name. Maybe give it a new format. Do something different. That's what I say. After over a decade of doing this show, you know, I feel like we should have more than, what are you, like 50,000 hits an episode, something like that. We should fucking, you know, we're fucking, this is literally the best dynamic in podcasting. We should be blowing the fuck up. So we're going to try some things different. So yeah, starting in October, in fact, starting at Skankfest, the first Gomez and Amico show is at Skankfest.
Wow. Fantastic.
It's going to be pretty sick. Let's see, everyone's yelling at me. Everyone's calling me a bitch, a fag, name is weak, HSR for life, Lewis is a pussy, Lewis is a cunt, Gomez and Amico podcast, aka Gap. See, I like it.
Gap.
See?
There you go.
Gap. We could actually yeah, just
Gomez and Amico yapping.
Yeah. Your first subscription is 40% off. Just like the Gap.
Yeah, that's that. That's all I had to say. That's all I got to say about that. Nah. Nah.
Now you got trauma.
Dale Cooper wants to know why Tim isn't at Skankfest. Are you not at Skankfest, Tim?
I'm not at Skankfest.
Tim, you'll be there next year. Tim, you're
great. Well,
were you there last year?
I was not.
Do you ever try?
Do I try?
Do you try? Because I like you a lot. You're very funny. You're friends with a lot of great people. My assumption is you haven't put even a fucking pinky's worth of effort into trying to get on a Skankfest. Not anything. You don't have to submit, but did you like call Rebecca or did you say to Micah, hey, let me put in touch with these people? Or did you ask me?
No, I haven't talked to anyone. I wasn't mad about not being on it. Well, you know, I
feel like you got these people to come at me now in the Racist Live Chat, Tim.
Well, listen, Racist Live Chat, in my stead, I have sent my boy Dale McPeak. So go see Dale McPeak.
I think you're fucking very funny, Tim.
Well, thank you, Lewis, and you're right.
Yeah, I know
Dale's a good man.
All right, so I have to address this. This video. I mean, it's a real hit piece, okay? And I sent the guy a message. I said, "Dude, don't fucking talk about me, or I'm going to have to get my lawyers involved." And he put this out anyway. So I mean, as of right now, I can't. You know, I don't want to say too much because, you know, lawyers have gotten involved. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have to address it just for the fans. I'm going to probably edit this out of the YouTube version of this show because the Gas Digital subscribers, you guys are the ones that are important to me. Those fucking YouTube queers mean very, very little to me. You guys are the ones that fucking mean the most. So I'm going to address it for you guys. And I may not even put this out on YouTube. We'll see, Shannon. But Shannon, play this video right now. It's a channel called Total Bitch.
Oh,
total bitch.
It's harsh. It's harsh.
So this is his video?
By the way, this headshot right here that they use of me, just so you guys know, Shannon, do you know what I'm going to say about this headshot?
That it's 100 years old. Yeah.
Not only is it 100 years old, but do you know there's
you have a sty.
I have a fucking Coke sty in this headshot. Right there. So when they put this in green rooms of comedy clubs, what I do is I circle it and I write Coke sty.
Wow.
Because everyone prints out this fucking. I shouldn't.
Which is also the sign on Lewis's dressing room.
So let's see. So this is this channel, Total Bitch. Now it first came out this channel came out, or I saw it because they did a hit piece on Eric Andre, and this guy, honestly, the gloves are off. He's doing hit pieces on everybody.
Is this guy a comic?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know where he's getting his information from, but he did a hit piece on Eric Andre, and he put my picture in the hit piece saying that I was Eric Andre's twin brother, and he addresses that here as well. So
just hates racially ambiguous.
Yeah, so let's watch this, and I'm gonna address literally all of it.
Okay, we need to talk about Luis J. Gomez, because he just threatened to sue me if I run a story on him. Well, I guess you can consider me sued. So 3 days ago, I get an unsolicited message from Luis J. Gomez.
This is real.
Wow.
I said, if you fucking run a story on me, you cock. Because he told me, he said, you're next.
Wow.
He messaged me, he said, you're next. And I said, if you do a story on me, I will sue you. Don't fuck with my money. Don't fuck with Baby James. This is not a joke. So go ahead. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. They are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. If you guys are hungry and you guys don't have time to make fucking restaurant-quality meals, who does? Factor Meals has you covered because they deliver it right to your door. It's prepared in just 2 minutes. You microwave them, but this isn't microwavable frozen crap. It's never frozen. It's all fresh, and they have 34 restaurant-quality options every single week.
That's true. They have options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, like Lewis said, already in just 2 minutes. They have breakfast, they have lunch, they have snacks, and whatever your dietary plan is, they've got you covered, from keto to calorie smart, vegan, veggie, protein plus, whatever your goals are health-wise, they've got a plan for you.
Just go to FactorMeals.com, try them out, check it out, see if you like it. If you want to save some cash, use the promo code RAP50, RAP50.
at factorymeals.com/wrap50. You're going to get 50% off plus 20% off on your monthly plan. All right, where were we?
He's
telling me he'd sue me and that he's very serious. Now, the reason this happened is because of the Eric Andre story that included some photos of Eric's fraternal twin brother, Derek, that many pointed out are actually photos of Lewis. Well, that's actually because people frequently mistag these two in photos because they look almost identical. And this is actually how Lewis got his start in comedy. See, Lewis found that he was frequently mistaken for Derek, and one time Lewis rolled with it pretending to be Eric
Andre's brother. Let me address this. Brother and okay, that's not exactly true.
Is it partially true?
I used to get mistaken for Derek Andre, and one time I went on stage at a comedy club, and it was a complete joke. I was like, I am Derek Andre, Eric's brother, and I guess it got back to Eric, and it became sort of a weird thing, but I wasn't trying to be passed off as Eric Andre's brother.
Around.
I was just fucking around.
Right,
it was stupid.
Right. Okay.
Be Eric Andre's brother and accepting an open mic invitation. Now, it didn't take long for Lewis to realize that comedy audiences were even more gullible than the people who booked him. And this is where he starts building his elaborate scam. So Lewis starts building an audience using Eric Andre's success. And it's not long before he
All right, so there's maybe four or five more times after that I did get introduced as Derek Andre. I will say there's a few... Maybe five or six times total, I was introduced at a comedy club.
You were introduced. You didn't say it was. The people said
it was a bit.
All right.
How do you not know it's a bit? Eric was being a bitch about it, to be honest with you. That's the problem. Eric shouldn't have cared.
He got pissed about it?
He got pissed.
And this is a guy who messes with everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so good.
That's crazy. Who gives a shit?
Small shell corporations to move money around. From Gas Digital to Legion of Skinks to Lewis's Cookies Incorporated and even Lewis's Fine Denim Company.
All right, pause this. Fake. Lewis's Fine Denim Company is not a fake company. It's not a fake company. That's, you know, look, have I played the tax shell game with... A lot of the other companies, Gas Digital, Legion of Skanks included? Yeah, of course. The cookie business didn't take off the way we wanted it to. That had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, but in all fairness, you've spent your career with Big J, so you just thought there was money in cookies and them.
Well, the reason we did, it's almost, you know, they say, like,
when you sit next to Zach, you hang out with Big J.
Yeah, dude.
Cookies are the biggest thing on the market.
Well, we all know that. They say
like
that when you're.
Fucking Krugerrands.
It's in the Ten Crack Commandments. It's one of the commandments. Don't smoke your own stash, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Never get high on your own supply.
Never get high on your own supply. And Zach and Big J, every time I kick open the door to the cookie factory, here's Zach and Big J just getting high on their own supply.
So Lewis is Fine Denim.
Sweep.
Well, Lewis Fine Denim is a great company. We make great jeans,
and
distressed.
You do a thing like Tom's, where if someone buys a pair of jeans, you show them to someone who could need them, and you go, look at these.
Yes, exactly what I do.
If you apply yourself, you can buy a pair of these jeans.
Yeah. And they're distressed. Lewis cheats on all his jeans.
I'm not going to sit here. You can't call fucking my Fine Denim company a shell company. That's
insane.
He lets
them catch him wearing corduroys.
Go ahead.
I swear, baby, it was a one-time thing.
The company are all fake businesses. Now, this may surprise you, but even Legion of Skanks, the show, is a scripted scam. They use the latest algorithms to detect what topics they should talk about and write out every piece of dialogue.
How is that a scam?
And that's why whenever there's a guest
who's
doing
the
show...
Do you write out every piece? Do you guys really?
But
what do you mean? Topics?
I thought but first of all, just so everyone knows, every podcast does that. This one is too. This is all written pre-dialogue. He's acting like the. Mm-hmm. All right, improv for a second. Just all right. Oh, put the script down for a second, boys.
What's the deal with airplane?
Yeah, yeah. See, we're not good at improv. We have to have a. I write. So you know me and ChatGPT. Before I do every show, we write a full script for everybody. These guys memorize the script before they come in here. Not completely. We do have a monitor here, which gives them the lines and feeds them the lines. But
we're stand-up comedians. Stand-up comedians do an act.
It's an act.
Yeah, we don't improvise.
Yeah. So
improvising is gay.
I thought this was common knowledge. It's almost like kayfabe. Like everyone knows pro wrestling is fake now, but I just we suspend disbelief.
Podcasts are fake.
Podcasts are fake. It's a script. Go ahead.
Guest who's new to the show, it's very awkward because you're actually seeing the sixth or seventh take of this scripted conversation.
Oh, that's funny.
And even the crowd in the back of the show are all paid actors. See, Lewis is smart. Most, so he pays these extras to pretend to love the show, so the viewers at home believe the show is a hit, when in fact it's all just smoke and mirrors. mirrors. So Lewis is desperate to keep this information out of the public eye, and that's why he went live the other night trying to stitch together some story of how he knew Eric Andre and his brother.
I knew Eric Andre way back in the day, way before I really got started, way before he got started. I was likely the first person to put Eric Andre on stage in New York City.
So Eric owes me. Which is also, it's 100% true. I was maybe...
Yeah, you were collecting your debt.
Yeah, I can... I honestly was like, dude, what is your brother Derek even fucking doing? Let me just be your brother.
Right.
Who gives a shit?
Well, yeah.
It's like it's waste. It's just wasted.
And you put him on stage for the first time, which is like, what's a more brotherly thing to do for somebody?
I don't know what else to do.
You vouch for him like a brother, and then you took your payment.
A girl named Ashley Matthews used to work for me selling comedy club tickets. This is when I was like 22 years old. And maybe before I started doing stand-up. And she was like, I have a friend named Eric. He's from Florida. He's coming to visit up here. He was still living. He was still a Florida comic, and he came to visit New York. And yeah, I put him on stage at my Poster Dog comedy shows.
Wow.
Back in the day.
What venue was, do you remember?
Either Dylan's Lounge, which was like a spot in Midtown, or the New York Comedy Club. I don't remember where I was at that time. All right, go ahead.
Person moved from Florida,
attempting to distance himself from his house of cards. And because Lewis has been so successful faking a show that's supposed to be unscripted, he even talked Tony Hinchcliffe into doing the same thing.
This is true.
When Kill Tony started, it was stilted and awkward on all accounts. But Lewis came in and retooled the show to be closer to Legion of Skanks, which means every bucket pull comedian is actually planned out and scripted by Kill Tony's team. Don't believe me? Well, check this out. On Kill Tony recently was the quote-unquote random bucket pull Chloe LeBron, who has an okay set and says it's her first time ever trying stand-up. Well, if you just look her up, you'll see she's actually a successful working stand-up comedian. And if you go to Legion of Skanks' TikTok page, you'll see they only follow 41 people, and one of them is Chloe LeBranch. So you're telling me that a show that's been successful for 10 years follows this first-time open micer but not Bobby Lee? It's clear Chloe...
Where did that come from? But not Bobby Lee?
Look, I don't run the TikTok. I don't know. Look,
this is fucking damning
this
evidence.
Guy's awesome.
He's getting sued, so say he's awesome. Maybe you'll be a part of the fucking lawsuit, Sean. If you share this fucking video, you will be sued, just so you guys know.
I thought Bobby Lee's name was TikTok.
Go ahead.
These many plants. And recently, a Kill Tony NDA has been circulating the internet, and it shockingly claims that by signing the document, you agree that sharing any info about Kill Tony's inner workings will result in a 5-year prison sentence. So you can see why these young comedians refuse to speak out. Everyone knows what Lewis is willing to do to keep this financial charade afloat. Now, one of the more devious things Lewis has ever done is his ongoing taunting of a poor middle school in Jamaica. And this story is bizarre, so get ready. So everyone knows Lewis grew up poor and estranged from his very rich father. And apparently Lewis's rich tycoon dad had donated the funding for a school for the blind in Jamaica for a full decade. But when Lewis's father died, according to local Jamaican law, Lewis himself got to dictate the rest of the funding. So he immediately pulled all the money out of the school, robbing these children of a future. Now, if that isn't bad enough, Lewis goes back to Jamaica every year to spend the money he took from them right in front of their faces. It truly is a sick, sick thing. Riding jet skis around and gorging on margaritas while blind children get burnt by the sun. And while Lewis might be known...
They can't this see is, you spending the money.
Yeah, they can't. How do they know?
They
you
got
to yell it to a megaphone.
Yeah. Look this at is, how much money I'm
it's
spending.
It's me again.
I'm about to spend your money.
Let me just, blindies.
Let me just say this, okay? If you, they can technically spin it that way. If,
yeah.
Technically, that's true.
Yeah, and calling your dad a tycoon
but
is
no,
only halfway.
I was given the funding, and I could spend the funding on whatever I want. I opted to not spend it back on the School for the Blind
right.
in Jamaica.
Right.
I happen to also like going to Jamaica. It has nothing to do with mocking these blind children. I don't even go on the same side as the island.
I heard
they're not. I go to Ocho Rios near the fucking dolphin exhibit. Do you think I'm going? They lived in the fucking deep in the fucking woods of Jamaica.
I heard you walk up with a stack of hundreds. You go, I know you can't see, but here's what getting slapped by a bunch of hundreds feels like.
They had their chance with the money.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball.
Oh, Lewis, please. I can't do a Jamaican accent.
So I'll tell you right now, like, do not share this video. I'm creating a class action lawsuit. Anybody sharing this video will be sued. I will sue you. I have fucking Jew lawyers and they're ready to fucking go.
Jesus.
They're ready to go at any given moment.
Guy seems like a journalist to me.
Shannon, was that basically it?
There's a little bit more.
Let's see. All right, we got to wrap it up here.
By the sun. And while Lewis might be known for his out-of-hand pranks by his friends, like the time he dosed Bert Kreischer with MDMA, it's just now coming out he pulled this same cruel stunt on Justin Timberlake in the Hamptons. Not to mention the infamous competition for Skankfest tickets that saw multiple participants ingest human feces for free tickets, only to find out they were simply being pranked and mocked by Lewis. So whether it's drugging celebrities, mocking their deaths, or abusing his own fan base, Lewis is always creating controversy just for the monetization. Now, Lewis is sure to come for me legally, but I had to speak up for all the disabled children whose futures are ruined. Wow. Lewis J. Gomez, you're a total bitch.
Total bitch.
Now, once again, I've put myself in danger making reports to you guys.
Thank you, Shannon.
What a headpiece.
Yeah, we got to, Shannon, we'll start the podcast now for the YouTube people. But I feel like I had to address it for the guest digital subscribers.
Wow.
I think that was really big of you to meet it head on.
Yeah, dude. Some people will ignore things like this, and then if you ignore it, it becomes an even bigger problem.
Yeah.
You know, just nip it in the bud. Right. Come at me.
Yeah, you got to shut this guy down.
As long as you just don't apologize. I think apologizing is when you really fall apart.
I'm not sorry.
Okay.
For anything.
Even the school in Jamaica?
No.
What do those kids need to really see?
Yeah. Oh, what, do they got to see Dolphins? The sand and the sunset?
There's no amount of money that's going to bring their sight back.
They're still Jamaican.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar, and really, it's very easy to understand what they do. They make cigars in small batches, so you're getting super, super fresh, high-quality cigars shipped right to your door, and it's free shipping on almost every order, and every order arrives in the continental United States within 2 to 3 days, and also they include Boveda packs with every purchase as well, so that keeps them nice and humid, and it's, I'm telling you right now, you want to get your cigars, you want to get them in small batch, you want to make sure that they're fresh. You want to make sure that they're kept fresh. This is the best way to do it.
Yep, they have the most thorough packaging in the industry and an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars.
What you got to do right now is go to smallbatchcigar.com, and what most people do is they click on the new button, and then you could first shop all of their newest arrivals, which is absolutely the best thing to do. You want to get the new arrivals, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off of every order, plus you're going to get 5% rewards points, and that's only at smallbatchcigar.com. All right, where were we? So, Shannon, what are we up against? This day in history, 1997, what happened?
Okay, 1997, Apple Computer Inc. names co-founder Steve Jobs as interim CEO, and that's him going back to the company.
Goddamn right.
Wow.
They realized what they had when it was gone. Like every girl that I've ever dated. Yeah. They all try to do that. They all try to bring me back as interim CEO of their pussy. And I'm like, nah, I've moved on to another fucking factory, baby.
The Waz can't handle it, Bob.
Then you invent a phone.
Yeah, so that's great. Yeah, good for Steve. I just read a thing on that's going around now about a guy that one of the first Apple founders. He sold his stock for 10% stock for $800 in like 1977.
Oh,
that'd have been my ass.
And it'd be worth like $350 billion now.
Oh my God.
But according to him, he's made his peace with it.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yes. Same with the Beatles guy, Pete Best.
Yeah.
He dropped out of the Beatles.
That's wild.
Did you see Quincy Jones shitting on the Beatles?
No.
Yeah, there's a quote going around. He's like, they're the most non-playing motherfuckers in the history of music. I was in the studio. Ringo Starr took 4 hours to do a simple beat. We said, why don't you go get a lager for an hour and a half? I called up a real jazz drummer. We recorded. He came back. He goes, that sound good? He goes, because it ain't you, motherfucker.
So they didn't play their own music, he's saying?
Was he drunk?
I mean, all those old bands had like studio musicians
that would come in and record the
isn't it even just
to add in, because even on the one in the documentary,
famous group they're called, there's like a group
the Wrecking Crew
when bands couldn't get the songs right, there was like a group of people called
and they
the
would
Wrecking
just come
Crew.
In and nail it and just be amazing.
So just fucking pros that can nail that part. That's hilarious.
Yeah, there was a very famous documentary on it. Yeah.
Oh, can I see some of that, like maybe a trailer? I do hate documentary trailers, but I'm legitimately intrigued in that now. That's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, a bunch of old bands, I think.
I had no idea.
When somebody couldn't get it right.
I thought that was the whole thing, is they're playing, at the very least, just get it right, lay down the tracks.
Dude, there was like a woman I used to work with. Her brother was the guitar teacher for the Strokes on their second album. He taught them how to play the guitar better for their second album. Yeah, so it happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you know, a lot of them are like fucking young. Do you think about that? Like, how many bands get famous when they're like 18 or 19? Yeah. You're like, there's no, you're not at your peak of your playing. Like, you've been playing honestly, like in a serious way for like 5 years. Like, a band who gets famous when they're like, and this used to be all the bands back in the day, metal bands, like 80s, 90s, like, all those bands were like 19, 20 years old when they got famous.
I think Slash was 22.
Yeah. Sebastian Bach was 18 when he joined Skid Row.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, he's just been drowning in pussy for fucking
his
40
whole
years.
Fucking life. He's a cunt, dude. He blocked me on social media.
What the hell?
He looks like a ghoul.
I was the biggest fucking fan of Skid Row. Like, there's nobody saying, nobody talks about Skid Row. They're not part of the vernacular and the great bands of history. Like, people talk about Guns N' Roses. Even Motley Crue at this point has sort of cemented their place in terms of like heavy metal rock or
royalty.
Yeah, heavy metal royalty. Like Motley Crue, whatever it is, because they were kind of a joke for a minute too. They cross a threshold for some reason everyone now respects Motley Crue. But Motley Crue were kind of fucking, I always thought Skid Row was way better than Motley Crue. I thought Skid Row was way better than Guns N' Roses. They were like fucking, and nobody gives a shit about them. People can name maybe three Skid Row songs ever. And this fucking dickhead, for the past 40 years of my life, I've been just fucking waving the Skid Row flag. And then during COVID, this motherfucker ends up blocking me because he was being...
Are you retweeting at him?
Were you saying anything about him being on Gilmore Girls?
No, I tweeted something about COVID not being real or something, but way before it was hack, way before every fucking hack loser does it now. I'm talking about people were showing me pictures of their dead relatives. I was like, not real, sorry, fake, blinders, not happening. I didn't give a fuck, dude. Day one, I didn't give a fuck about COVID. Am I wrong, Zach?
No, you're very
I've
adamant.
Been consistent. Day one, right up through it,
I think it would be out of character if you did give a fuck about COVID.
Well, I did have a vest. So Skankfest was happening. When they shut everything down, it was 2 weeks before Skankfest. And I was like, nope, it's not real. Skankfest still happening. And I was so dead set in that mindset that I just never recovered from it. And that was that. But I was consistent the entire fucking time. I never gave a shit about COVID. Why did I bring that up?
Skid Row, the band.
So yeah,
and Sebastian Bach blocked you because he's a.
So then I was.
You got Sebastian Bach.
Did you see? There's like a Limp Bizkit renaissance. Like there's they're like becoming more legit than they were.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. My buddy went to the concert. He said it was incredible.
I've seen them a few times. We had them booked for Skankfest a few years ago before that resurgence happened.
Yeah.
And then they canceled it because COVID. It was actually in Houston. They were supposed to play Houston.
Mm-hmm. They had didn't they have like Corey Feldman play with them or something? Yeah. They had like a joint.
That's all like a. It's all a joke though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, fucking this cocksucker, Sebastian Bach, who, you know, by the way, it's a simple handshake on his end. I'll forgive and forget. If he wants to just say, hey, dude, let's let bygones be bygones, I can be back in.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to enjoy the music.
Right.
I can separate the artist from the artist. See, a lot of people say can't do that, but very often the artists have direct problems with me in real life, and I have to separate the art from the artist. Like, who's that guy who's friends with Jake Flores?
Eve Six.
The band?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was like one hit wonder type scenario.
Eve Six hates my guts.
For what reason?
Well, I think the lead singer, I think, or the guitarist runs like the Eve Six profile. So I've gotten into a couple Twitter spats with Eve Six. And I'm blocked from all Eve Six. But I will say that one fucking song does thump.
Eve Six, my heart would be in a blender if Eve Six got fucking pissed at me.
Yeah.
I want to get out in a heart in a blender, get around to a beautiful oblivion, rendezvous that I'm through with you, through with you.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. A good song.
It's unquestionably song. Great. Do they have a second song?
Oh, sure. I think they have like a graduation song, don't they?
No.
That's Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Ah, yes. But I think Eve 6 has like a gay slow song.
What is Eve 6's second most famous song? Do we know?
It's not Closing Time. That's somebody else.
No. Closing That's Time. That's a great song.
It's a great song.
If Eve 6 wrote that song, I'd be mad.
Yeah.
I'd be mad that they blocked me.
You know, I think they might have a slow song that's like a graduation, like a prom kind of song.
Yeah, I think so.
Beautiful Oblivion, rendezvous that I'm through with you. But that is, I'm singing that at Skankfest this year at the goddamn Comedy Jam. I just realized how good I am at singing that song. Through with you. That's great. And then we could send it to Jake and Eve 6 and be like, look, we just took your song, you fucking bitch. What are you going to do? It's my song now.
Do you send them an invitation every year to perform at Skankfest?
If he said, dude, I'm sorry, I would let bygones be bygones. Him and Skid Row, they can both come perform at Skankfest. They just got to fucking bend the knee a little bit.
Yeah.
Through with you. What is there? What's the second most famous song?
It's called Here's to the Night. I'll play
it. Yeah, that's it.
I'll play a little bit of it.
This cocksucker's going to fucking...
Just talk over it.
Hold on.
Yeah. No, it's. I know exactly. Yeah. And you're very right. This is a very, like...
They all try to do this. They all try to write a slow, like, hey, look at your friends. We're all graduating.
This is set to, like, a PowerPoint of what happened senior year.
Or it's going
to
be, like, in a movie about high school.
Yeah,
we're drinking in the car in O'Charlie's parking lot.
This song, we gotta keep talking over it, though, so that we don't.
This song sucks dick. let me just make it very clear. This song sucks dick.
Can we guess when? I guess this is 98. It came out 98.
I think it came out in 2003.
Was it later?
That is their most. This is their second most famous song. That sucks.
That sucks.
That other song. It's like Here's to the Night We Felt Alive.
That's right.
I don't even know. I've never heard it. That's how they are a true one hit.
I think it's because we're a little. Oh, I'm a little younger than you. I think that would have been something that hit my drum.
Mine was the Green Day song.
My Basket Good Riddance. Case?
No.
Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
Time of Your Life. Oh, yeah.
That one, I think, was like senior year. That might have been voted as our senior, because there was a senior song at the prom.
I think Zach
and depending on how white your school was, like it was like always a battle between the black kids getting a like an R&B or hip-hop song and the white kids getting a Dave Matthews song, and they just fucking go head-to-head in the biggest race war of the year.
Every black kid at our school had the worst time at a dance, because they only played, we had seven, and they only played one R&B song during any dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they made the most of it.
Ours was that Vitamin C song.
That's crazy.
Sucks
when you go
too.
To a white high school, the DJ is like a wedding DJ playing like classic rock. You're like, that's weird, dude. We did all hip hop and R&B at our dances.
I think my year was when that Vitamin C song came out, and I fucking despise that song.
What is a Vitamin C song?
The one, as we go on, we'll remember
graduation.
It's
friends forever.
It's terrible.
I got a hand job
in the parking lot. And in a hoodie.
I got blown at my prom.
So Shannon, please write that down. I'm going to do a rendezvous that I'm through with you at Skankfest with the goddamn comedy jam. And I'm going to fucking nail it.
And just send it right to him.
And I'm through with you. Just and I'm going to be like, I'm gay. And I'm a fag. I'm going to rewrite the lyrics.
And then you go, I'm the singer now of the band. Now. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Shannon, do me a favor. Put it to ChatGPT and tell them to change rendezvous then they threw with you lyrics to gay lyrics. And we're going to do it right now on the show. Be like, imagine it was written by a gay person and reference all the gay things that he would like.
Wouldn't it be funny if it's just the same song?
Well, we can workshop Dick I say, in a blender, turning his ass into a beautiful oblivion something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll get that relationship back just by doing that alone.
Yes.
What happened with Shakira?
Shakira.
Her ass didn't fall off, did it?
No. Her body was so fucking toy back in the day. Was she a teenager when she came out? All these people were teenagers when they came out.
I'm
realizing this as an adult, you go back and be like, oh man, she was hot. And be like, oh no, she was a fucking child when she came out.
I think she might have been famous in her country for a while before she hit here.
Yeah.
So,
but that's still, what, 25?
She wrote her first song at the age of 8 and signed her first record deal at 13.
Yeah, Keira Knightley was like 16 in the first, what's it called, movie?
Sure.
Oh, Pirates?
Lord of the Rings?
Pirates of the... Yeah.
Was she really?
She was a fucking child. Was she kind of like... I don't remember the movie. Was she a love interest of the pirate guy?
I think so. I think she was supposed to... You were supposed to want to fuck her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure... I mean, I did. What year did that come out? Was I a child? I don't remember. I remember wanting to fuck her. I will say... You know what? Time to get real ass, guys. You know what?
Do it, Louis. Do it. Be real ass right
folks,
now.
Folks, it's time to fucking get real ass. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. My producers do nothing.
I think about fucking a child nightly.
What year did that movie come out, Shannon? Before I go with my opinion on this, before I continue with my opinion,
2001.
I think it was right after the towers fell.
2003.
Ooh. Oh, I was deep into adulthood. I did not want to fuck Keira Knightley when that movie came out.
I can't believe she was 16 then. Because then
she was a child. There was an, I just watched another one the other day, or I just saw a thing where I was like, oh, that person was like, oh, Kelly Bundy was 15 when Married with Children.
Yeah.
Came out.
Dude, the word
that's is- she was just put on stage as, or put on screen as a sex symbol. She like in a show, like literally all the guys in the crowd
they would
like,
woo. Yeah.
They would woo, like, we want to fuck this child.
Yes. She was hot as shit.
Woo. Yeah, but we were children. That's okay. That's above board.
Yes.
What year did that come out, Shannon? I was like 5. That's perfectly
that
above
like,
board.
I was like 97 damn. Or something. That was 80s.
The 80s. One everyone talks about is Mila Kunis.
How old was Mila Kunis?
14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were that age, though. That ruled.
Yeah.
Mila, we were all in love. Young. We were all in love with Mila Kunis when that show came out.
That's correct.
I was a Laura Prepon guy.
She got fat tits.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Dude, Laura Prepon was just like...
Prepon?
Nobody wanted Laura Prepon.
Just I don't know. She had some fat tits and some man shoulders.
No, yeah.
She's a big bitch.
You want to grab her big man shoulders and watch her big titties flop around.
Yeah. Scientologist, right? Big Scientologist.
So Married with Children started in 87.
I was five. I was five.
I was, not, I was nine.
That 70s show, 98.
Yeah. Okay. So I was 1 year old.
I was 20.
I was 16. We're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta.com. They make really high quality, super potent vapes and gummies that are Delta 8 THC. So that means they're legally shipped to your door in most states.
Yep, you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped and it gets you really high. Yo Delta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, 25% off your order. It's already affordable, it's legal. YoDelta.com, use that promo code GAS to save. All right, let's get back into it. Yeah, Laura Prepon. Was there a third chick on that show or no?
Yeah, Eric's sister.
Eric's sister, then she killed
who
herself.
She had a fucking rough one.
Yeah.
She had all sorts of issues.
I remember, you know, just being, I mean, that's the age, just going through puberty, and it's like...
The crushes?
Internet porn was a thing at the time, but it was like, we're at this generation of guys where internet porn was just right around the time we started going through puberty and getting really being hormonal. So we're jerking off to it, but it wasn't a perfect science yet. They didn't have the technology yet. It's not like it is now. So it was, we'd still use imagination. You'd still look at celebrities. You'd still get like a fucking, you know, a Playboy magazine was like wild. The celebrity editions, all editions. But like, yeah, all of those girls, we lusted so hard after them. And I don't know that young boys have the same sort of like I loved Topanga. I would have killed for Topanga.
Yeah, I was too a little bit. I'm a little older than you, so I was a little bit too old for Topanga to be.
No, that
I
was
thought
like,
she was hot.
That was like, my age. Yeah, like that was my age group. Topanga was fucking just so fucking beautiful as a kid, and I remember you just grew up on her, and then it was like TGIF. There was the who was the one big titted brunette from Step by Step.
Oh, I never watched it.
Well, Suzanne Summers was still pretty hot on.
She was.
She was an old bitch, dude. Not when you had that big titted brunette on the show.
I can't remember.
Not Lacey. No, not Lacey.
I used to just beat my dick to every girl that appeared on my screen.
Dude,
it didn't matter what she looked like.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh. I'm from a time where when I went to college, a kid brought a tape that he made of all the nude scenes from like 80s and 90s movies that he just spliced together.
Nice. Ahead of his time.
Ahead of his time.
He went to school with
Mr. Skin. Yeah, exactly. Same kind of deal.
Lewis, have you talked to your son about this? About using his imagination to jerk off instead of the internet?
No. He likes to...
Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
What's funny is I have a joke about it in my act now. I'm talking about me catching him like humping his hands now. And I asked him though. I was like, James, do you care if I talk about this? I don't like embarrass you. I could change it and just, you know, make it about me when I was younger or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I don't care. It's so hilarious. And I started humping his hands again.
He's like, just let me do it.
He's like, can you leave Dad?
Yeah, it's funny, but go.
Yeah, he watches
stuffed animal.
He watches iCarly and humps his hand. I catch him all the time. I come down as soon as I hear iCarly on, I was like, James is humping his hands in the living room.
Well, that's good. He's using his imagination.
He's not really using his imagination. He's using iCarly.
But you know, at least it's not porno on the computer. Sure.
No, and I check his search history too.
Yeah.
Though I will say that he did recently delete a search history.
Oh
shit! It's starting.
Now, Big Jim on the prowl.
But it could be by accident. This is me just being like a fuck. Like, but he
yes, it could be on accident.
Well, I would
Lewis.
Check his search history all the time just to be like, you know, just make sure it's. You know, I don't want to have to put parental controls on his phone. I trust him, and he's a really good kid. And
you guys have a good relationship.
I've never up until this week. He doesn't lie to me. He doesn't like. He's just not that kid. And then I just checked his like last night when I got home. Or I got home yesterday. And I just checked his history, and then I saw the history was gone since August 15th. So something happened on August 15th. We deleted his search history.
Was reruns.
Wait, since August 15th, it doesn't automatically delete every month, does it?
I don't think it automatically deletes every month. Maybe it deletes every year. I have no idea. Maybe there could be a setting. Yeah. I don't believe that he would delete his history. I don't believe that he's like, look, I think that he would be too nervous to like look up like new.
He would
things.
Know. He would think you'd figure it out. Yeah.
He doesn't need his dad seeing he's going on celebrity jihad.
When you remember how nervous, you just thought your parents knew everything. Like I was just like, how nervous you'd be even trying something like that.
I was, by the time I was his age, I was already a little devious pervert. Like I had already had, we had already had it. But when I might have been his age when my mom bought me my first dirty magazine. Because I was already like, you know, I was.
Dude, you were too horny?
I was a little hornball. She's like, do something with that energy here. Yeah, I would. I had a magazine that we found in the woods, and then I kept it. So I lived in a shitty apartment, and like the ceiling in my apartment was like
tile.
Yeah, the tiles you could push up.
Yeah, like a drop ceiling.
Yeah, like a drop ceiling. Yeah, yeah.
So you just put it there.
So I had my dirty magazine up there that I would fucking, you know, come down. Blow it off the dust.
Blow the asbestos.
Yeah, rat droppings all over it.
Black mold.
Yeah.
That was the name of the magazine.
We got the furriest tits.
Dude, it was. At that time, and then, I would stay up. We'd have cable very often because trash people always have cable. It always goes off. It's like every other month you have cable, but we had cable. So I would very often, you know, stay up and I would watch Real Sex or, you would wait for like the rating. This is like our generation. How old are you, Tim?
37.
You're almost my age. Yeah. So you'd wait for the rating. It'd be like, this is going to be rated R.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, all right,
MA. Remember the MA.
Strong sexual content.
This is before
content.
MA.
Okay.
MA came out later, right? But then you'd wait for it.
MA was passed out on heroin while he was watching TV.
This kid's on fire today. Holy shit. That's funny.
So, first you would have. I didn't have a TV guide. I had the scrolling TV guide channel, right? So you would essentially, and they would only show you the next 4 hours, right? So essentially you'd have to do is you'd have to wait till about 9 o'clock because that's when you'd start seeing the late night block stuff, right? And then you go like, it would be just, if it had the word body in it or like heat or body heat, a specific movie.
Literally a movie.
Yeah. It was always something like that. It, like, you can tell by the name, it would have sort of like a sexy
Emmanuel,
name.
If Emmanuel was ever
Emmanuel,
in
Emmanuel, of
space.
Course. Yeah, that's great.
So
no,
you were really disappointed by Passion of the Christ.
They would have sexy names very often. And sometimes you would know. Sometimes it'd be Real Sex. It'd be really on the nose, right? You'd be like, oh, shit, Real Sex is coming on tonight. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But... you know, usually you'd have to be like, oh shit, okay, it's called body doubles. What does that mean? That's probably something to do with bodies. Two of them. There's two bodies in this one. And what you'd have to do is you'd wait till it came on, and then you're like, here we go. And they go rated R, and then the next screen would go fucking, you know, brief nudity, sexual content, whatever it is. Brief nudity, you're like, okay, if it says nudity, strong sexual content, you're like, here we go, boys.
We've done it.
We're fucking ready to rock. And then you would record it. I would record it on my forehead VCR, and I would have my sex things, my compilations of just different things that I would tape off of the TV.
Like, remember of this time, Color of Night with Bruce Willis? And it was like, Bruce Willis was like a legit...
yeah.
Movie star at that point, and it was so much nudity in that movie. It's probably 95 or something like that.
Yeah, there was a lot of those movies. There was also Mickey Rourke. There was Angel Heart.
I remember that. Yes. With Lisa Bonet?
Yeah, with Lisa Bonet. My mom had a video of that, a video cassette, and that was like my go-to.
Yeah.
If there was nothing coming on at night, I was like, well, time to pull out Angel Heart. Let's go.
I mean, Lisa Bonet is fucking a smoke show.
She was smoking in that movie, and it was
unbelievable.
It was all like, there was fucked up scenes. It was like, I remember just like at one point she's naked, covered in blood. I just remember it's like,
yeah.
That movie gave me some weird fucked up kinks, unquestionably.
I had an old weird TV where if you went to, so we didn't get HBO, like my parents didn't get HBO, but if you went to HBO, then you went to channel 99 and then you went back to HBO, it would show up. on my TV.
Oh, yeah, I remember that glitch. Yeah, that glitch. That was a glitch with the porn channel, too, for a second. You can go back and come back to the porn channel, and then it wasn't up and down. I think you had to literally go to another channel altogether and type back in the channel.
Yeah.
When it came back, it was just 1 second flash, and then went back to scrambled.
It would be crystal clear. I would get it for like 5 minutes.
Five minutes? Oh, my God. Five minutes is wild.
It's an eternity.
Well, that's in Indiana. They let you do that kind of stuff.
We used to have the physical boxes where the channels were like the click, like the press down channels. And if you rode the channel next to the porno channel and you kind of like, you were able to like figure, like tune it in.
Like a mad scientist jerking off.
You're holding the antenna.
It's like trying to pat your head and rub your belly at the same time.
Sean's on the roof of his house.
If you rode that line, you could get it in for a couple minutes, maybe 30 seconds.
The scrambled.
Yeah.
And there would always be like 3 seconds of straight tits.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would go back and be like, that was enough.
That was enough. That's the thing. And that's I like the fact that was the case, that you had to hunt for the shit.
I feel like I can't come as well anymore because my tits aren't in weird colors. They're not. I gotta like change the hue on my tits now.
I went back home and got a bunch of my VHSs, and I had there's a trauma movie called Terror Firmer, and there's a doggy style sex scene in it.
Yeah,
and it must have been the first movie I had with that.
Yeah,
and I go to watch it, and the tracking is off. On the tape from the amount of times I've rewound that scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So literally, that scene of the movie just goes... Rawr, 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 rawr.
Guys, we were just literally, like our being a young hormonal kid at the cusp of the porn era... It's kind of fucked that they turned our generation into like actual sex addicts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just so unfair to us. I don't know that kids today deal with it the same way. I think that people are more aware of it. Parents are much more aware of it.
I don't think they're as virile or like they're not as aggressive with it.
Well, kids are having sex way later now these days. They're doing drugs less apparently. It's because people they have their phones just there right now. So the boredom that they were sort of looking for something different, they can just look at their phones and scroll on TikTok. Yeah. And is that healthier than sex and drugs? Still probably not. I still probably have my son experiment with drugs, alcohol, and sex at an earlier age than be addicted to his cell phone and social media.
Yeah.
It's
like, listen, I don't even think that should be a controversial statement.
You're going to get a job in the mall, and I'm going to want you to drink at that job, just like we did.
Yeah. That's it.
Can I want to show you the movie that was like the softcore porn that I had hidden? The Rowdy Girls.
Whoa.
Shannon, can you YouTube the trailer for this was Julie Strain, the chick from Heavy Metal.
Okay.
And what's her, Gene Simmons' wife.
Shannon Tweed.
This was my prime. I had a copy of this. This was a good 3 years of jacket.
Wow.
The Rowdy Girls.
Remember there was like a stretch, and this is even before my time and after, where they would have like the comedies that were like half soft porn. They'd be like screwballs, and it'd be like, guys.
That's what trauma started as.
Yeah. Okay. Is that what it was?
Yeah. There was the 80s, like you know, Meatballs and Porky's, and there was like all of these.
Porky's was a big one. Yeah.
Meatballs. Am I making that up?
Meatballs was straight up.
Yeah, the comedy.
I think there's just a little.
I think 80s, 90s. There was always, whether it was horror or comedy, there was always a little raunch to it.
Yes.
There was always a pair of tits. There was always like, you know, I mean, I guess not always, but. The raunchy teen comedy was a thing that I guess started in the 80s, right? And then went really right up into the early 2000s. And then we were like, that was wrong.
It might be Penelope Spheeris or another female director said in an interview once she was making this comedy that had hot girls in it. And they gave her two budgets. One, just the movie she wrote.
Yeah.
Or if she would add two nude scenes, they would give her an extra few $1 million.
Wow.
To make them, because they knew they would make it.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Can I show you guys Rowdy Girls real quick? It's perfect.
Oh,
what a jacket and fucking fest.
Look at oh my God, this is funny.
The sets are good.
Where arguments are settled with 6 guns and outlaws are wanted dead or alive. One woman is determined to right her wrong by changing the unjust hand destiny has dealt her.
Wait, do you see how hot Julie Strain is in this?
Shannon Tweed, Julie Strain, and Deanna Brooks, star...
Oh, yeah, I would have jerked off.
Oh, this would have been a gem of my collection.
Which one of them killed? This is my new tombstone.
That scene where Julie Strain's fucking that guy is like animal sex.
Jeez.
Velvet, is forced to take the law into her own hands.
There was one movie, Zach, maybe you can remember this. I believe it was Shannon Tweed. I'm almost positive it was Shannon Tweed. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was a scene where whatever the guy was, I think it was her stepson even. Mm. I believe it was her stepson. And he has some sort of power. And whatever his power was, she fucks it out of him. She fucks him until he comes inside of her. And then
that's so great.
And then she she gets the power from his semen. And that, right, that, whatever that was it. That scene there was that one. And so Shannon, please try to find that. And then there was another one. There's just two specific scenes that were like, when I was a kid, don't say it yet, Shannon, because I don't want to lose my thought. There was another one where it was like about teenage kids and the nerdy guy ended up kind of getting this hot chick. And then he fucks her. And then he comes in like a second. And then he's like, she's like, okay. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin your first time. And she was like, that wasn't my first time. And he was like, what? And I just remember that. Like, that, I jerked my dick.
I know what you're talking about.
You know these scenes?
I think I know that scene.
Dude, I mean, these. I don't know what movies they are, but these.
Shannon
that
Tweed,
one wasn't.
Saying?
No, that wasn't one wasn't Shannon Tweed. Okay. The one you're talking about wasn't Zapped, was it?
Maybe.
No. It might have been. Zapped had a lot of fucking nudity.
Shannon, Zapped had a lot what of we, what Scott got Baio, here? Right?
Scott Baio.
I believe it was Elektra. I have the trailer.
Well, didn't Shannon Tweed like did a legitimate movie?
What was that Stallone movie?
Wait, it's a Marvel movie?
No,
I don't think it's a Marvel movie.
No, this is Shannon. What the hell are you talking about?
This, hold on.
I'm gonna actually hold on. I'm gonna come into that office and I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
That's the wrong Elektra.
Shannon, I'm going to, and I mean this, Shannon. I'm gonna beat you up physically. I'm coming in there and I'm gonna fucking actually.
Like, you looked up Elektra with a K.
Yeah,
there's Elektra with a C.
Oh, I'm so mad right now. I've never been more mad.
Yeah, you know, when the guy comes in his stepmom and then Stan Lee goes, Excelsior! Yeah.
I've never been more upset with Shannon than just this moment. That's great.
Luz was like, there's a guy who hits his stick on the ground and we see him come in like a dolphin echo sort of thing.
Okay, this one is spelled with a C. It just doesn't feel like this is the right thing, though.
Let me see. I'll tell you right now. I'll remember it if I see it.
In all fairness, nobody's looking this up, bro.
No.
That's it. Lewis did jerk to that.
Late 80s. This is like a late 80s movie.
Shannon, I would even maybe YouTube Elektra Shannon Tweed.
Ah.
Is that a different Elektra? Are we watching multiple Elektras? Or is it just a...
Elektra's Elektra's a big movie.
is this the multiverse? What are we doing right now?
Okay, maybe this.
Let's see, Shannon.
This looks time appropriate.
This looks time appropriate for sure.
Oh yeah, that seems about right. Yeah, that's definitely it.
Maybe.
Billy. I knew you'd come.
Oh, I thought that was Sarah Connor.
Let's do they want.
Wait, Mom, I'm gonna get you out of here.
Is he saying mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is it. Yeah, oh yeah. I don't remember it, but yeah, this is turning me on now, so I guess this is fine. This is probably it.
If not, it'll do.
I mean, the whole thing is the scene that like she was trying to fuck him and she was like, no, don't come because I can't get your power. She was like tricking him into believing that she didn't want his power, but she had to fuck him anyway. Mm. And then he was trying to hold off, and that's what got me. I was like, no! Oh, my God, it really got me.
Another movie that
especially back then
makes Lewis not trust women. What was that Stallone movie that was supposed to be a throwback to the 80s ones with all the guys that had like...
Expendables.
The Expendables. I thought that would have been... The first one I thought could have been a perfect movie if Mickey Rourke just like owned a strip club and they just went to... There were no naked women in that movie at all, and it really pissed me off.
They made like four of them, didn't they?
Yeah. I only saw the first one.
Same here.
They're throwing hot chicks up in the racist live chat. People love fucking... What's her name with her big tits now?
Sydney Sweeney.
But am I wrong? Is her face? Is her
someone
face,
said she had retard eyes.
Her face is pretty fucking whatever.
I haven't seen her face yet.
She's extremely mid, in my opinion.
Oh, that's what's that for?
Oh, yeah, that's
phenomenal. Her body is great. I mean, it's great abs, great body. That's not mid. That's not mid, Jorge. Don't be a psycho. I mean,
overall,
yeah,
she's
dude.
Mid.
Look at those hip bones, dude.
Yeah,
those little indents.
What is that thumb, from? What is that fucking, scene from?
I don't know. How's her butt?
Euphoria.
How's her butt?
I think it's okay. Micah slaps it around to her, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Micah bi?
I don't know, but she likes all these ladies. She likes like Zendaya.
You gotta get her into a fucking threesome, dude. What are you doing? What do you mean?
I'm already
because they're done with twosomes.
Yeah, I already come too fast when I fuck her. I don't need another lady being like, "Damn, what the fuck?"
Yeah, I like her face. Pull up pictures of what's her name too. Her ass is solid, but her ass is also just okay.
It's no, nice. That's pretty all right.
It's that's
nice.
Pretty
it's
good.
Nice ass, but it's not. I mean, I don't know. I'm fucking. It's actually not actually that great of an ass, guys.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Lewis.
It's a good ass, but it's not like wonderful. I mean, have you ever seen a wonderful ass? That's not a wonderful ass. That's
depends on what
ass.
You like.
Yeah.
That's a good ass.
Okay. In your opinion.
Pull up her face.
She's cute. I barely know who she is. Like, I don't know, you know. I think she just like blew up out of some Netflix thing, right?
Yeah, like, she kind of has
her face is obviously pretty, but not really like
that. Is that looks like different face parts on a face?
It's, yeah. It's a very average looking face.
Does her face looks like a face ransom note.
Does her eye also have a Coke sty like Lewis's?
Maybe. Can we let's get different pictures of her face right now?
Yeah, that's not a good photo.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's a very pretty face.
She's very pretty. If you're 15 now and she's in the thing that everybody's watching, you get the crush. I get it.
I'd fuck her. I would do it. I'm just putting it out there that I would.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us know.
She's hot. She's just
well, we figured you're on the fence.
Yeah. Well, if she'd let me, I'd fuck her.
Like she looks like
she looks different.
A slightly
in different
hotter Chrissy Mayer.
That's very generous.
That is very generous of Chrissy.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, she sort of has that sort of like.
Yeah. No, like
just say gums, Lewis. She has pronounced gums.
Just say gums.
All right. But if you were a teenager now, you'd be like, Sydney's with me. Because you're watching all the stuff she's in.
Aspersion caster says Lewis only likes a bitch with a man. Jaw.
Damn. Wow.
Damn. I do pretty good for myself, Aspersion. You cocksucker. I'd love to see your girlfriend.
Yeah, so it doesn't knock him out on the first punch.
I need a bitch with a Samoan tendency to stay on her feet.
Samoan tendencies was my punk band in high school.
Whatever happened to Shakira, we never figured it out. There was, I guess, she exited the stage after fans filmed up her dress in a video.
Oh, shit.
Upskirt shot, which also was one of my favorite jerk categories.
Really?
And the real ones, too. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Go to YoKratom.com/Skankfest for a chance to win Skankfest all-access tickets. You're the marquee sponsors for everything we do. We love YoKratom.com, and if you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you could pay $60 for a full kilo delivered right to your door. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and like Lewis said, they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
All right. Let's go back to the show. The real ones. That was a thing where you could just go on Pornhub and be like, upskirt shot. And there'd be just like creepy dudes following girls up like escalators. And they did all the work for you. That's not out there anymore.
You don't have to get out there and do your own.
Yeah.
I remember in high school, my buddy was like, yeah, at our school, we have like a walkway, but it's glass. No one even thought. I look up these bitches' dresses all fucking day. Yeah, I was like, damn.
Of course, in school, I would fucking stand at the bottom of the stairs and just wait for a girl with a skirt. And then I'd wait 8 seconds, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, walk. And then I'd walk and I'm fucking a perfect view up her asshole. Every time. They knew what they were doing.
I was in sixth grade.
They knew what they were doing wearing skirts.
Oh, yeah.
It's on you.
Wanting me to wait 8 seconds to walk.
When I was in sixth grade, we had a girl next to me in social studies class. That's how old I am. I had social studies. I don't think they even have that anymore. And she had a cutoff sweatshirt.
Hell yeah.
And all I had to do was look to the right, and it was a straight shot right down to her boobs.
There was a girl.
And it was a thrill for me.
In the eighth grade, there was this girl. I forget her last name. Her name was Danielle. But she wasn't particularly cute. She was actually kind of goofy. This bitch had like bad skin. And she had a goofy face.
Right.
That is a Danielle.
Yeah.
Danielle's
are always goofy bitches.
Danielle is goofy face, hot body.
There ain't a hot face Danielle on the planet. It doesn't exist. They always got they have bad skin. They got a bad haircut, but their body's pretty toy.
Yeah, beyond Danielle gets impregnated by a Hispanic guy.
Danielle's
doesn't make it to graduation.
Danielle's are always years beyond their their age in terms of development. Grown-ups. Danielle's developed quickly, let's just say that much, right? And this Danielle in the eighth grade.
Danielle's be getting titties in the fifth grade.
Dude, fucking this girl, Danielle. She, whatever it was, she would wear like short shorts, like Daisy Duke short shorts, like her ass hanging out, and like little crop tops. But she wasn't like, nobody was talking about this bitch being a hot bitch. She was just kind of discovering her own body. And then one day she caught me. She was sitting in the front of the classroom, and she was sitting like, I guess like the teacher's like walking around the class doing a lecture. So she's almost like sitting outward, and she has one of her legs up like this, like just like on her chair, like kind of like sitting like this. And literally her fucking pussy, and I mean this, hold on, folks. This child's pussy.
Oh, Jorge?
was like literally just lips and hair hanging out the side, and I was just sitting there like.
School finally rules.
Yeah.
I mean, just staring, and she knew exactly what was going on. Like, she knew every boy was just fucking staring at her actual pussy.
You think she knew?
She definitely knew. She knew what she was doing. Wow. I did the same thing. I remember when I was maybe my son's age, my grandma had a Haitian caretaker, and I would lie down and pretend to be asleep and let my hard dick pop out of my underwear so she could see it.
Wow.
I was 11. She was an adult. She was Haitian.
Yeah. Yeah. And what have they been doing lately?
Yeah, I know. Seriously. You
chomping on dogs.
Yeah,
right?
Seriously. You don't want to eat my wiener, do you?
Oh, a bitch will eat everything else but my fucking dick.
Yes, I would show my hard penis to my grandma's Haitian caretaker when I was a child.
And she would just...
She would just...
Your child.
She would go around cleaning around me. And I'd be like... Oh, fuck, dude. Is that illegal? Is that a crime? I was a child. I was a child.
You're the vulnerable one.
I am. She should have said something. She'd be like, you need to stop doing that. Yeah. Put your penis away.
Just harassing immigrants.
Oh, fuck me. So what happened with Shakira, Shannon? We keep on trying to show it and then moving away from it.
So I'm going to show you the video. I don't know that you're ever going to actually see
the
person
that's doing
it. She's
pretty toy still. Look at that. Right there, that's a fucking hot chick. Fuck off, fucking Sydney Sweeney, you fucking bitch. Imagine you put her tits or Sydney Sweeney's tits on Shakira. We just figured it out, boys.
That's what's up, nigga.
We figured it out, boys.
That's right.
We figured out the solution to this problem.
This is her leaving stage?
Not yet.
Let's see. Who does it?
Yeah, what dummy?
Who is it? I want to see which guy does it.
A DJ does it.
Is it this phone in the front?
It's very possible.
I think she's like 50 now.
What? Is she?
I think so.
No, she's got to be a little. I guess I'm 42. No.
She's like, don't film, you fucking creep.
She's 47.
Wow.
Yeah, she looks great. She already told him not to film my pussy. She was like, no, film my pussy. I'm out.
Uh-oh. There she goes.
I'm gong.
Bye.
I'm gong.
That's not even that big of a deal because it wasn't like a show. It was like she was just popping into a club or something, right? Is that what it was?
And then this lady's got vitiligo like crazy. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what? So who was the guy that filmed her, though?
That was somebody you couldn't see in
the
video.
I couldn't ever see it. And I don't know why they did that two screen shot there because it looked like they were showing it to you, but they didn't show it.
I mean, you know, whatever. Calm down, Shakira.
You'll find it somewhere.
Also, it's just, I mean, look, it is just underwear. I mean, what are you going to, you wear a bikini. Your ass is fucking available on the internet, isn't it? Yeah. Can we get Shakira in a thong bikini on the internet right now, Shannon? Because if that exists, I say you have no fucking case, Shakira. I say if a woman's got a thong bikini on the internet, go right up and fucking take pictures of her choke against her will, dude. She wants it. She wants that attention. We all agree on that. Can we move on? We all agree?
Good. When is the episode of SVU where you are an attorney?
This is as close that I'm finding.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, I mean, look at this. Her ass.
I don't think that's her.
Go to the left. Right there. Right there.
That's her from back in the day, I think.
That's...
Well, that's
her head's at a very weird
it's
angle.
It's AI art. Yeah, no. Let's see real.
So maybe not.
Megyn Kelly and
Shakira. Oh, Lewis, what happens to your case?
Well, if she doesn't show her ass, then you've just raped that woman. So,
Your Honor, case dismissed.
I am a rape dick. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. Shelley Duvall returns to the big screen. Speaking of people that I would whack it to, I thought Shelley Duvall was fucking hot back in the day.
Yeah, and then she just went feral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why did she return to the big screen? What is she doing, Shannon?
Well, isn't she dead?
Yeah, I thought she was dead too.
She shot a movie before she died, I think.
Okay.
Did she die?
Yeah, she's dead.
Was it called Living in My Car with Shelley Duvall?
It's called like...
I want to say she died.
It's called...
She's dead.
Do you have any teeth?
She died July 11th, 2024.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. A month and a half ago.
Yeah.
They think.
I remember Shelley Duvall being in the news recently. That's what it was for?
Yeah. I know. She shot a movie. It looked like dog shit, and I don't think she has her faculties about her.
She does not. And she had.
It feels exploitive to film her.
Yes. That's what I would say. Also, isn't the kind of the underlying thing that The Shining is what did it? Or is that not?
Yeah, but I think that's like.
She got possessed by a ghost?
Rewritten history. Okay. No, they say that Kubrick drove her nuts because he was really mean to her.
He drives...
But,
makes do like 100
in all
takes.
Fairness, that's rewritten history of fucking fat chicks with glasses doing podcasts. Be like, can you imagine the way they used to treat her? It's like, you mean the way they treated all actors and actresses? Right.
Yeah, he treated right.
Like,
he
absolute shit.
Well, Harvey Keitel left Eyes Wide Shut because of it. They had 70 takes of him just walking through a door, and he was like, fuck this, I'm
They
out.
Said yeah. The movie he did after The Shining, Scatman Crothers did a scene something, and they got it in two takes, and he cried. And hit his knees, and went, you have no idea what I've been through.
Oh my God, yes, it's traumatizing.
But didn't it take him like 8 years to film Barry Lyndon because they kept having to do shit over and over and over and over again?
Probably.
Yeah, they used to do crazy shit in movies back in the day. Like every time there's a scene of a child crying in a movie from 1970 to 1995, it was because they just told them that their parents were dead.
Yeah.
Well, Milo and Otis, they just threw that dog off the cliff.
Oh, I heard about that.
Over again.
That Milo and Otis thing. That it was fucking brutal. What happened?
He has Milo and Otis on his cat.
Oh, he does.
Oh, you dude, they went through lots of cats on that movie.
They went through like 2 dozen cats and 16 dogs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
To get, what is it? The dog. Which one limps?
There was a few scenes. It was the fighting the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a, did they go, is there, did somebody make a video on this, Shannon? Like a fun, like TikTok?
Yeah, did someone
breaking
make a
down
fun video?
All of the scenes where animals were
isn't
abused?
Isn't it a Japanese movie?
Yeah. So they're allowed to
and
do
they
that.
Redubbed it, but literally they're like, the dog needs to limp in this scene. So somebody would just go, crack.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, they were like, all right, and action. The cat's fighting a bear. It's like, oh, we need another cat.
Oh, wait, you're telling me the people that cut all these whales are hurting dogs?
Yeah, it's so shocking.
That's our fourth cat of the day. That's lunch.
Union rules. You go through four.
No, they're lunch. Yeah. They have to get to the part of the day where they can feed everybody.
It was that was my favorite movie as a kid. So I have a my
casting and craft services for the same department.
I have a tattoo that says "Never Forget" with the portrait of Milo and Otis on my leg.
That's really funny.
That might be my favorite tattoo.
It's a good one.
It might be my favorite tattoo. So what is Shelley Duvall returning to in the big screen? Shannon, please.
I have the trailer. I skipped forward to where they show her. It's called The Forest Hills.
Oh, boy.
I think right now we should start talking about making you...
That's Felicia Rose from Sleepaway Camp.
Your quality of life is as good as it can.
Oh, really?
Is that Shelley Duvall?
Do you remember I locked you and your sister in the car?
I need to get help from my brother.
I understand he was seen twice by two of our workers.
This is going to be terrible.
Yeah. I'll say that if I made this movie, I'd be very proud of it. Like, just for all the shots.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'm like, look what I did. I made it. It's a story on screen.
I definitely know people that worked on it, because I remember when she died, people I was Facebook friends with. We're posting pictures with her recently. I mean, we just worked together.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But she looks like, she's not like looking at the camera.
Yeah.
She was like off the grid for like 30 years, right? Like she just wasn't doing it. Like
she's
living
all
in
fucked
her car.
Up.
Was she living in her car? Is that what it was?
No, I think she's just fucking nuts.
Yeah. Jesus. I see a new submission to Zach Amico's Spook Show.
Well, that's what they say that Bruce Willis, his last few movies, he's got an earpiece in.
Yeah.
And there's just someone
feeding him the lines.
Well, he doesn't know where he is.
Like, he just released this very last movie, but isn't he just like a mute serial killer where he's just sitting in a chair? And like, they're like, let's write this script around him being...
They're called geezer teasers.
Yeah.
And they would hire old actors who like are kind of at their last legs, but they know old people will be on Tubi and be like, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? That sucks.
And it'll be like a $1.5 million movie, and Bruce Willis got a million.
Right.
And then they made a $500,000 movie with
him. And he's in it for 20 minutes, maybe.
Right? Yeah, and he never gets up.
And I can't get on fucking Tubi to save my damn life.
That's it. I think I'm gonna start trying to sell. What's the right wing channel that like is buying shit and creating shit?
Oh,
Daily Wire.
Yeah.
That's the angle. I gotta fucking go to Daily. I'm like, Daily Wire, I'm here, guys. Yeah. If you guys want, I'm ready to be. I'll sell out to the Daily Wire right now.
They did like a comedy.
They
like,
did a comedy.
It looks awful.
It looks so
lady
fucking bad.
Or whatever. Lady Ballers.
Yeah, Lady Ballers. Yeah, it's like a trans thing.
Oh, this could be the Lewis, Zach, and Gina Carano show. Whenever you're ready, baby.
I'm ready, dude. If the Daily Wire wanted to come out and fucking buy Outcast Digital, that's the only angle. God, the way Shannon, that's the only angle where we all get rich is Daily Wire comes in, buys out Gas Digital. We fucking say, boom, right off into the sunset. Oh, come on, Daily Wire, you have all that money, you fucking bitches.
Yeah, they could actually have a funny part of their stable.
I know they could.
It's weird when those guys start doing.
Who's comedy. In charge of Daily Wire?
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro, give me a call.
And his partner, whoever his partner.
See,
it's I can't remember the guy's name, but yeah.
But then has that guy, that Matt Walsh guy, and all that whole crew. But then they just make bad fucking comedy.
Bad content. We can come in and fucking mix it up. We can change things up.
They have the hottest takes. The hottest takes and the worst comedy here on Daily Wire.
Conservatives trying to make a funny movie is such a. There's a movie called An American Carol where it's a fake Michael Moore who's Chris Farley's brother.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin
Farley?
What's his name?
Kevin Farley.
Kevin Farley, yeah.
Doing the Night Before Christmas with the Three Ghosts. What is it? You know what I'm talking about.
Past, present, and future.
Yeah, A Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, yeah.
And it's Kelsey Grammer as Patton and like all these conservative celebrities. It is such dog shit. And he's supposed to be Michael Moore, basically, like getting a lesson on why you shouldn't be a liberal for Christmas.
God.
It's fucking awful. That and Kirk Cameron's Surviving Christmas are must watch.
I want to see that. Kirk Cameron is a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, the look, I would sell out in a heartbeat to the Daily Wire. Just give me
a few
million dollars, sign an exclusive deal. Let's go.
You would let them just take over. What do they call it? Acquire
Gas Digital. Yeah. Daily Wire buys Gas Digital. I'm putting that in the universe. That's actually a fucking great plan. We've taken the company as far as we could take it. Imagine what they could do. The resources from the Daily Wire.
A lot of reach.
Come on. The resources, you know what I mean. Shapiro's resources.
Shapiro's sister's tits.
Is weather controlling resources?
Oh, yeah. You got to stop talking about Shapiro's sister's tits, dude, if we're trying to get acquired by the Daily Wire.
I don't even know. I've never seen them.
Very nice.
I'm sure she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But I would never disrespect Mr. Shapiro like that. Or
she's very smart. She's
dude,
very
Mr.
smart
Shapiro, lady. I'll bend the knee. I'll kiss the ring right now. Let's go, Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm ready. Make it happen. Somebody make it.
You guys are going to have to be a lot nicer to Micah.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. You guys are the shit, man. Thank you guys so much for watching today's show. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. It's the Real Ass Podcast. The last couple of weeks of the Real Ass Podcast, the future Gomez and Amico show. Wow. Big stuff happening, boys. All right. We'll check you then. Peace.
That's all, folks.